Welcome back. It has been a while.
It has.
It's been like a whole month, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. It has been a month. But it's been good.
So we're back.
Yeah, and we saw each other.
We did. We did. And we did not record.
No.
For usual.
I mean, are our listeners surprised? Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah. We just, we're chilling, you know, just enjoying the time like we usually do.
It was good, though.
It was good. We're summering right now, you know, like going on our vacations and chilling a little and having fun. And this whole podcast is meant to be fun and not like a job for us. So I told Jackie every time, I'm like, it's fine. Like, we don't need to fit it in. Like, this is supposed to be fun and not like a stressful thing. So needless to say, we're back.
Finally. We finally are like not on a trip. Like, we're both at our houses, finally. Yeah.
And, like, for good, for a while.
Yeah, yes. I'm officially not going anywhere until the kids go back to school, which is, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of nice, like, to actually feel like we're back in our groove and not just out on the road, just running around, so.
I'm not fully there. I feel like I'm starting maybe, like, not tomorrow, like, Friday. I'll be back on track because we were at my brother's house last week. Yeah. So, like, we're still getting routine. They're at camp this week. So I still have like laundry and all the things to get back onto, but I feel like we're getting back and I'm so excited. I'm one of the few out of the moms I know that I'm excited for school.
Let's go. I am too. I'm ready. Yeah, I love summer itself, right? Mm-hmm. I love the warm weather. I love the opportunity to go swimming, go to the beach, go do all that fun stuff, but we've already done it. We went on our trips. We went on our vacations. We went to the beach. We went to the pool. So now we're done. I did everything I wanted to do. So go ahead. Go back to school now. Like, it's fine.
And the problem is like, it's just like kids really need routine. Mm-hmm. And like, as much as we hate the homework and all that kind of stuff, it really just makes us, it forces us to have a routine whether we like it or not.
Yes.
And they're not like on too much technology. Yep. They're at school all day. So it's just like a natural, you know, like, I'm here for it. I'm ready for school.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm a lot of talk and no action when it comes to restricting my kids from technology. I'm going to say it's probably my hardest parenting like thing that I do. I really try to be conscious of it. But at the same time, like there's days like we're getting new countertops put in our house. And like these guys were coming in and out of the house. The boys were 100% on technology that time because I didn't want them to get in the way as they're like carrying these heavy granite pieces up the stairs. So I'm like, sit still, just stay on your technology. And like, that's it. But I'm like, dang, you guys are on here a lot.
Yeah.
There's times when we're busy or there's stuff going on. And I'm just like, can you just chill? And I'm like, okay, they've already read. I can't force them to read, you know, all day long. I want them to I want them to enjoy. It's their time off as well. Like, you know, I get to be brain dead and watch like trash TV. So I want them to have that as well. And now I'm just like, dang, I'm ready for them to go back to school because it helps. It really helps so much with limiting technology.
It takes like 7 to 8 hours out of the day from them to be able to watch it.
Yeah, because then I'm getting all that stuff done. And they're being stimulated and their brains are growing and they're interacting with their friends. And then they come home, they get all their homework and their chores done if they have sports and activities. And then they can have that 30 minutes of like wind down, mindless, you know, watch a TV show, watch a movie, play Minecraft with your brother. And that's fine because they've already had this whole day.
They've been stimulated and all that stuff.
So I'm just like, man, like these are the times that I'm just like, oh, it's just so hard.
I know.
Yeah. And we put our kids in activities. We've taken them on vacation. We're doing all the right things, but I'm still finding that like there's points in the day where I'm just like, dang it.
100%. That is a big struggle of mine as well. And I think that's like everyone in the same boat as us.
Yeah.
Like, unless you live maybe on a farm or you have like something where they have like really like a lot of things to explore and stuff like that, where maybe your kids, or it's also a kid personality thing. Like, some, like, I would say Jax is, believe it or not, he's maybe, Jax and Callie, I would say, are pretty even. Maybe Jax even more is, no, Callie is too, where they're just like less likely to like sit and watch a show. Like, she'll, like last night she was bouncing around her ball for like an hour in the house. Yeah. And she's like, I'm not tired at all, instead of watching the movie. So like,
I get that.
They also just choose not to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
But then there's other kids that are like my older son that just loves to like, he's like, I just love relaxing. It's my time for myself.
Yeah. He likes a good show. He has his genre of shows that he likes and that's his kind of unwind time. So I get that.
They're like educational. So I can't really like,
Yeah.
I mean, I try to limit him sometimes, but it's, you know, he likes National Geographic and stuff like that. So I'm like, if you're going to be watching TV, then I mean,
I 100% like that's, I almost put that in its own category. That's fine. That doesn't count. That's fine.
You're learning.
Yeah. That doesn't count as screen time.
Yeah. Yeah. But how have you been?
I've been good. It's just busy. Obviously, that's like all we ever talk about on here. I'm like excited because we have like a year left in North Carolina. We don't know where we're going yet. Liam's going off to fifth grade. So it kind of just feels like a milestone grade. And then it's just like we're getting one step closer to just kind of like having older kids and just navigating life as like, I don't know, is there potential for me to do something outside of the house? I'm feeling very happy and excited for the future, I guess, just to kind of see how the boys grow as well. I don't know if you feel the same way. Yeah. I feel like our kids are at that age where they're maturing a lot, like in the speed of light. Like it just slaps me across the face all the time whenever I think of like how our kids are not babies anymore. They do stuff on their own. They're going into big grades at school. That's different for us as moms too. That's a whole new world. So I don't know. It's just exciting. How about you though?
No, like,
good. How's the summer wrapping up? How are you feeling? How are you doing? Like,
good. I just how's my heart? My heart's good. I just got back from jury duty yesterday.
Oh,
and It was a time, you know, just typical. It's just funny being in Miami. Like I'm sitting there a bunch, like something's said in Spanish, but I wasn't really paying attention. And then like half the room stands up and walks away. And I was like,
oh,
I start looking around and like all the people that don't speak Spanish were like looking around like, wait, what's happening? Am I missing something? Like, where are all these people going?
What if they said they can't speak English?
Yeah.
You should have got up and been like, oh,
no, I'm not.
Well, no, but like, I don't know. Maybe you speak a different language. You could be European or Spanish.
So this is the thing. Okay. I really don't know for sure. But in my head, I was like, maybe they're going to use those group of people. Like, surely they do some court cases in Spanish, maybe based on what it is for. And if they only speak Spanish. So I was like, maybe they'll just use them for it.
Yeah.
So anyways, I stayed and like everyone else. And waited there a while. I was super annoyed because we had to stay in this room and there was a snack bar. What the hell they were doing in there? I have no idea. I think they were slaughtering the cows and then making the sandwiches because it truly, okay, I took like, I maybe had 10 people in front of me and it had already been an hour and I was still in line.
What, and like, give I us had, like an idea. What is this, like a food car, a cafeteria? Like what's the vibe? No,
it's literally like it's like an office that like turned into like, I don't know, a food thing. I never made it inside.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, I had like, I finally got to like almost the very front. And then there were like, the girl came on and I was like, I swear to God, if she says my name right now to leave, to go to a courtroom, I'm going to lose it. I've been here an hour. I hadn't eaten anything all day. Like I was like starving. Yeah. And sure enough, Heather Lynn Sanchez. And I'm like,
you're like, not it.
You're joking, right? I was like, I knew it.
Yeah.
So dumb. So anyways, I walk out. I go to, of course, they're like missing somebody. So like, they're like, okay, hold on a little bit longer. Then we finally get into the courtroom. And of course, the typical, I'm assuming this is not just a Miami thing. I'm assuming it's also just nationwide because people don't want to do things they don't want to do.
Yeah.
They're like, so many people are raising their hand like, yeah, I'm going to be biased. I'm like,
dang, is it that simple now? Like they don't ask like biased about what? Like they just, you can be like.
No, just like, so they'll like, for example, this was, I, just in case I get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. I get that you're not allowed to talk specifically about this case.
I mean, I don't know specifics of the case either. I just know it is about open carry. That's all I know.
Okay.
Government, don't come for me, okay? It hasn't happened. I know no details. So anyways, a lot of people were like, do you have problems with guns? Who owns a gun here? You know, who like would like open carry in the Florida? And like, I'm raising my hand for all this stuff because I'm thinking in my head like, okay, the state is prosecuting this guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For open carrying. So I'm like, I believe in open carry. So like,
yeah. I'm thinking, so I'm going to be biased. Me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But no, well, I didn't say I was going to be biased per se. But that they would ask think me that. Specifically. Yeah. But I was thinking in my head, like, they're not going to want somebody that's like pro-gun, right? Yeah. So then the other people that were raising their hands, like, I don't like guns. And they're like, do you think you'll be biased for this case? And they're like, yeah, maybe.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize it was so, like, easy.
And I was like,
just find anything, like a take a side on anything and just be like,
yeah,
this but is the problem. Thought,
yeah. But I thought I was going to be okay because, yeah. but the problem was there were like half and half, people that like didn't like guns and the other half like were gun owners. So it's kind of like, anyways, so you can't quite tell.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite tell because it was just like, they obviously don't want people that don't agree with them at all, at least the defense side. But anyways, I think I was the only gun owner that was picked. So just my luck. Just my luck. It's fine. Anyway. Me and this one guy looked and we're like, we're probably going to be picked. Like, he looked at me. He's like, yeah, I'm for sure being picked. I was like, I'm kind of getting the same vibe. And sure enough, we both got picked and we were sitting in front of each other. And I was like,
Is this your first time being selected as a, like, making it this far in the process?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Dang, I've never made it that far. Like,
me there. Well, I've made it to the questioning. I just didn't get selected. So,
yes. Okay.
So anyways, it's fine. It's the best case scenario. Like, my brother's in town. They're going to a camp that their friend attends. So worst case, and I have this, you know, their friend pick him up.
Yep.
And it's supposedly supposed to only be tomorrow and it's at 12
that's
PM.
Nice.
So
they can give, like, you kind of like an idea ballpark of time, like, so that they said,
yeah,
just
they're
tomorrow.
We're gonna go at 12 PM, and which is great, it's not 8 in the morning. And they basically said, like, unless you come to like a deadlock and you just need to keep deliberating, like, it's not gonna go past Thursday.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it should be an easy one.
It's basically on us. So we're like, guys, get it together.
Yeah. Like, already come in with the guilty or not, without even knowing the case.
Like, yeah. It was the first case, though, I will say, because I've sat on these a lot. I just haven't been selected. It's the first case that I saw the defendant. He sat there in the questions.
Interesting. Okay.
I know.
So it's like when we watched Ginny in Georgia, because she sat there, right? Didn't they have her sitting there when they were asking the jurors their questions?
Yes.
Yeah, and she was just like, oh, the red bow, like, she's I was like, that's cute. So that's what you guys
yeah,
were.
That's, it's definitely, it's so funny because when you walk in, it's like you all walk in and you're like little, like, it's like literally like pews at a church. There's nowhere to rest your hands, your arms, and the second you walk in, you see all of the lawyers. There's two on each side.
Yeah.
And they're all like 100% reading like a book, you know, like,
yeah,
they're like already making notes, like looking at you and like who you are, what you look like it's just a fun, like, what your reaction is, like, you know, it's just weird, like, it's like,
yeah,
you can
that's
see them
so
like
wild.
Looking you up and down,
like a real life crime documentary, like, just to pull it into real life. So you'll definitely have to keep us posted once it's all done and over with and it's public record. So hopefully it's a fun one.
I'm
resolved
very curious.
Quickly
the whole time they basically kept saying, like, do you know that the prosecution's the only one that has to present the case? We technically do not have to defend ourselves, and he does not have to testify. Are you okay with that? Like, you know that we don't have to do anything. They have to prove their case. And, like, so many people are like, well, we want to hear his side.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's, like, a bias or whatever, because technically it doesn't have to. They just have to prove their, like, case. And whether we believe them or not. So they kept putting emphasis on it. So I'm like, so are you guys not going to do anything?
Yeah.
Like, they just continue to mention it over and over again. Like, are you okay if he doesn't testify? Are you okay if we don't defend him? We only let the prosecution. They just kept asking. And in my head, I'm just like, why would you not defend him? Like, I'm not. So I'm curious to see if they defend him or if they just, like, stay quiet and let the prosecution do their thing.
Yeah, that's very so weird. Interesting. What is that show where that guy was, it was all actor? Yeah, Jury Duty. Like, that's all I can think of right now.
No, it's so good. I hope that happens to me. I hope this is fake.
Yeah. Like, if you guys have not seen that show, it's been out for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah.
I think it's been out. But it's so good because it's like real life, but also like actors, and you just get to see the whole thing unravel. So it's kind of cool to have that perspective.
God,
that's all I can
really
think about as you're talking about it.
I know. I really hope that they do another season. I thought I heard them saying they're doing another season.
I thought so
because
too.
It was just so freaking
it was. I think what they were worried about were, like, it was like rumors of yay or nay, was the fact that now people would know, where they'd be suspicious, like, hey, is this like Jury
God,
Duty?
But to be plenty of people, like, mm-hmm. especially if you ask family and friends that, like, literally are like, can confirm, like, yeah, they have never heard that show, or yes. they don't watch it.
Or exactly. Or there's people who just don't watch, like, reality TV and stuff. Like,
but there's also gullible people, yeah. too.
I would, I'd just like, be like, what? And they're like, Jackie, you've seen this show.
I would be thinking, what, too? But then you question, like even a few times he was like, is this real life? You know? Yeah. But at the same time, you don't want to just, like, write them off like it's all fake, because what if it's not,
like, yeah, especially if they really do it right if they send me a jury summon and, like, we go through this whole spiel and I'm calling, okay, we need you, come at 8 a.m tomorrow, but okay, this is real, I'm not going on a TV show, like, this is real life now. I'm not going to be able to decipher the difference because I've never been selected, so I have nothing to compare it to. So
yeah,
I hope
so. I thought it was so well done and so funny.
Yeah,
but whatever. We'll see how tomorrow goes. Oh, yeah.
Yes, definitely keep us posted.
Another show. I don't want to be the person that says it.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, I get that. It's like, yeah.
That's why, like, I'm like, me, the jury, find the white girl.
Yeah.
Me, the jury, you're find.
Like, yeah. I don't want to forget, because, like, speaking of, like, good TV shows, Squid Game season 3.
We finished it.
Yes, we have to talk about it. Did you like it? Do you like how they wrapped it up?
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
Yeah. I actually like that they made it super neat and tidy like that. Like, they kind of gave us a lot of answers.
Like, a very good transition.
And it was, like, super fast. I feel like they sped it up. Like, it almost just seemed, like, very quick. Like, they didn't drag their feet on anything like some TV series do, where it's like, dang, that could have been in one episode. I was kind of like, I don't know. Should we talk about it and have spoiler warnings on this? Because I feel like,
spoiler, guys. Spoiler, if you haven't finished spoiler. It. Spoiler.
Yeah. This baby. Like, player 222, I am just like, the whole time I could not separate in my mind, I'm like, when's she nursing this baby, where's this baby peeing all day long in the jumper when she's holding the baby, the sleeping through the night, this 1 day old baby was sleeping through the night, like, that was
I actually didn't think of any of that.
You
I
didn't
just don't, no, because I think I was just so focused on, like, how gruesome it all is. Just, I was focused on Squid Games, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know why I just, the moment that her water broke in that game, I couldn't uncheck, like, out of like, what's happening with this baby.
Also, though, think that like, they wanted to keep the baby alive, so I'm sure they provided diapers and stuff. Like, they provided the bottle winner and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that dinner, like, Tony and I were literally on the edge of our seats, because I was like, they've done nothing for this baby, right? Yeah. This baby was theoretically could have been naked with no food this entire time. And then, because she nursed, they showed her nursing like one or two times maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden at the, like, banquet, then they show the baby in a bassinet and the guy comes over with a bottle. And I was like, what? It was proper. So I was just like, this is crazy. So I don't know. It was really, because I liked it. It made it different and fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird because, like, Squid Games is like, this is going to sound so, like, really messed up that I say. Because, like, I don't agree. Like, if this is in real life, like, I don't agree with that at all. Even watching the show, sometimes I feel a little, like, ick in my soul. I think we all do.
Yeah. Yes.
But, like, even though they kill them, like, they don't, like, abuse them beforehand.
Oh, yeah. They always, like, make sure it's, like, they put them out of their, like, misery.
Yeah, well, they always, like, feed them and have them clean and like, they do all the things to, like, treat them well. Like, yes, they murder them when they lose, but, like, prior to that, like, they, like, treat them, like, well.
Yes. In some instance. No, so, like, I agree. I don't they think do they were feed gonna... them. They, like, didn't they have, like, they always have, like, showers.
Yeah, and, like,
yeah. So I feel like, and then they have beds, which I do laugh. There's, like, a video where they talk about, because the bunk beds are so high, where they're like, this is how I would die, is just rolling off. Like, I was like, that's me. On night one, player 1, 2, 3, eliminated. And it's just me falling off this, like, 5-story bunk bed. Like,
yeah.
Like, but yeah, they bars? Do. Yeah, can I put a railing on here, like a toddler bumper? But yeah, you're right. They do take care of them. It is very ethical, obviously, up until like, the idea of the game.
That's why I says it's like sounds really bad. That I'm like, they treat them well.
It's fine. Everyone's fine. But yeah, it was super good. Do you think they're gonna do an American season?
No, they are. It already's released. Oh, it already released that they're doing it.
Oh, okay. I had seen that it was like rumors, but I didn't see that it was like official that anyone bought it or whatever. So do you think they're going to like keep it the same where they're like killing people? Now it's like, this is like American. So it's like, are they going to go with the same idea of like.
I mean, did you see what city they're in?
That's true. I guess it would be easy to find. Yeah.
We will they literally see. Can go down the row of tents
yes, and be like, and just lying. Let's play. Yeah, that's true. That's
and a they're good all point. On drugs yeah. and they're all on drugs. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when they're getting like slapped across the face and they're just like not even feeling it. So that's true. That's a good point.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if they're going to go that route, but yeah. theoretically in that city, that is where they would go if yeah. this was a real show, because they are people that would play it. There are people that would be drugs doing crazy things. It
yeah,
would be
that's true.
Prime like entertainment. Yeah. Quote unquote. I don't believe that killing people are entertainment, but I'm just saying based on the show.
But it's not a true story. So we're not, they're not killing real people. It's just yeah, maybe pretend. It is.
Maybe you're secretly came from, I mean, like think about like being a gladiator and all that stuff. It's like the same thing.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, the idea of it existed in real life. I guess I'm just saying yeah. like for this. So for us to feel okay in our hearts to enjoy the show is like, it's not real people. And even the baby was AI. So when just, they were like jumping across the jump rope platform and yeah, I was just yeah, like, ugh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just, it's funny to me, like the people that have this, like times are so bad now. And I'm just like, I don't think people really think this statement through fully. Yeah. Like all at all different times, there's some like wild stuff. Like, yeah. like think about going to like the Coliseum and being like, we're going to watch people get murdered. Yes. Like, and they were literally like chanting and yeah. like fight after fight. Like each fight, somebody died. Like,
yeah. You like know? Just so literally like, the gladiator, like just yeah. thinking of that movie. It's
like, you know, we've come far.
It's safe to go about your day. You can do things. Yeah, you bro, can get was, food without.
Yeah.
getting mauled by a tiger.
Yeah, I talked about that the other day with Ashley. I was saying, like, back in the day, you go to, like, a saloon, and somebody just came in and, like, because oh, you're mad yeah. at them, you know?
Like the wild, wild you, west.
Yeah, you literally could just be murdered, and, like, that's nobody
true.
Cared.
Yeah. No, nobody no, cared. That's true. Yeah. They were just, like, killing people, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
So, like, you know, it's not okay. so bad today. Like, it's okay. Like, it still happens sometimes, but of it's course. Just not like... back in the day where you could just do it because like no one would catch you. They'd yeah. be like, whatever.
No.
But anyways, today's not that unsafe, guys.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot. We've talked about this on previous episodes, but I still stand on this that I watched another video similar to one that had the mom in the parking lot when her son went in to order Chick-fil-A for them. And we like read mm-hmm. that book. Mm-hmm. This one, it was a mom at a resort and you might've seen it. It's kind of trending just as much as the Chick-fil-A one did, but she's standing out on her balcony and she can kind of see most of the resort property because they all kind of face inwards towards the pool and stuff. Yeah. And she's like, okay, I gave them each a couple dollars and they're going to walk to Starbucks on the other side of the resort and they're going to go get coffees and come back. And she recorded them the whole time that they walked and she could see them on the path. And she's like, I can see their brain processing because they see kids, then they talk to kids and then they see the pool. And she's like, I saw them like walking up to the pool and they're like, no, we can't go swimming. She could tell what they were thinking. Like where it was yeah. like, oh, here's their impulse. Like, and then they came back and they had their change and then they did it. And of course people ripped her apart for being of like, oh, course. You think a resort is safe? Like, and I'm just like, man, like I actually am fully on board with that yeah. to like run to go grab like, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, ice cream cone and then come back. Like, especially because the mom said, hey, I'm going to be on that balcony. I can see you guys. So I feel yeah. like that gives the kids a like a sense of security as well. So I'm just like, I still am like 100%. I don't know if that makes me naive to just talking no. about like, is the world safe? Or like a lot of people yeah. claiming the world's not safe. You can't let your kids walk by themselves. And no, I think the world is safe. Obviously there's other parents out there letting their kids order food by themselves. Like it's gotta be okay. They're fine. Yeah.
I think it's just news and media and all that stuff that like makes people scared and question it. But this past cruise, I really let the reins.
Yeah.
Like, I let them stay in the room by themselves. Yep. I had them, like, I was like, if you go out from the room, we went to a whole dinner without them, yep. and they were in the room. And I was like, if you go out, you got to go both two buddy systems.
Yes, which is smart.
And make sure you bring the card and all that kind of stuff. And we got back, and they had gotten themselves dinner.
Yeah.
They had come back to the room. Yeah. Like, they, I left Jackson Callie. We were going to go reserve seats for a show, and they weren't done eating. I said, okay, it's, you know where the theater is, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah. I was like, okay, you have to stay together. And you know Jax, he's, like, super.
Yeah. He's like the mama bear of the kids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He, like, even when you don't give him the task, he's constantly looking. Yes. Like, where's I've seen this him person? Do it. Yeah. Are they here?
Yeah.
Like, that's his worry. So, like, I know he's not going to just leave Callie in the dust.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like, everything was fine.
Yeah. And I think you know, a cruise like, ship is honestly a great starting point for that because – I mean, if we're not going to talk about the Amy documentary, then theoretically a cruise ship's safe, I think.
Well, also, 100%, this is like in the 90s.
I know. And it's like, I think we could go on a whole spiral. And I think a lot of people, there's people who, I've been hearing a lot of different like thoughts on it, which is just so interesting. But I think that was really great that you guys did that with the kids, because I 100% think that's the best starting point for stuff like that. Because our kids are still young.
Like, they can't get off the ship.
Yeah, I mean, our younger ones, like theoretically, like they can't go someplace by themselves. They're not old enough to go anywhere. Like they can't drive. So like walking around a cruise ship to go get pizza and coming back to the cabin, that's perfect. Like that's totally doable.
Yeah. No, but this Amy chick, guys, okay, no matter what ended up happening to her, like, to me, it's so clear she got off the ship.
Yes.
Like, it's so clear. Like, to me, the people that are still believing that she just went overboard, I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
She didn't go overboard.
I'm so hung up on a lot of the little details, though, like how no one, like, I think the parents got the timeline wrong. Like, the having the cabin door open with the balcony door being open at the same time. The mom never woke up during all this chaos when the dad left and was like, oh, I think Amy went down to go get coffee. I'm going to see if I can find her. And then he comes back 30 minutes later and is like tapping her on the foot. And I'm like, she didn't wake up to any of this. Like, I feel like staterooms on a cruise ship are so loud. Like doors, balconies.
Yeah, like if somebody leaves, you're waking up.
Yeah, so I'm just like, dang, like she didn't hear. And then pulling into port too. There's so many noises when a ship is getting closer to the land, like with like cranes and seagulls and like cars and sirens and stuff.
No, even like they're like, isn't that their thrusters?
Oh yeah,
like
yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's just so much stuff going on. So I'm just like, I just feel like the timeline's off. So I'm like, she could have definitely just been like, okay, I'm gonna go. Whatever she was doing when the ship was still kind of like not in port yet, where she's hanging out with Yellow, or she's just walking around the ship by herself, getting pizza, whatever she's doing, I think she definitely left the room. Like she wasn't hanging out on the balcony.
For sure.
I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I think this girl walked off the ship.
I think so too. And I think she did like a goodbye letter, you know?
Oh yeah.
Because my guess is like back in the day, I bet you they don't scan people off.
Yeah.
They scanned people on to make
sure
that, like... Yes, because
that's what I was thinking, too, with the...
Yeah.
The technology was surely different on the cruise ship compared to what we're used to.
Well, yeah, but... And I think back then there was less, like, yo, if you don't make it back to the ship, you don't make it back to the ship. Like, we don't need to know. Like, you didn't make it back.
Yeah.
Like, because even cruise ships now, I know you have to scan to get back on for, like, obviously make sure that you are paid passenger, right? But, like, they don't technically have to... They have to because of legal stuff of people suing. But at the end of the day,
I was gonna say that's the only reason they stick around.
But at the end of the day, if you're left, that's not their problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, it's definitely the industry where the cruise ships are trying to like play nice with us as the customers. So they're just not going to 100% full throttle and leave us.
Yeah, they should though. They apparently left the people in Hawaii.
Yeah, but no, that makes sense. Yeah, that to me makes sense because there's a reason for that. But and they did make sure that they all made it to higher ground. They didn't just be like bye and just peel out.
Well, I think that's why people apparently didn't make it, was because they went to higher ground being scared.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And they couldn't get back to port.
Yeah.
But it didn't make sense because like my thought would be to go back to port, because like if it's a tsunami, you're safer on the ship.
Yeah, I don't know the whole thought process on that. I kind of was thinking
Thing. Like the tsunami, like, you know, like comes, it's not this like technically this big, massive, like 100-foot wave that just comes and it stays 100-foot wave. Yeah, you know, it's like a slow.
And then the
like,
cruise ship can like ride it like a surfboard.
No, but it doesn't, they don't get that big of like a wave. It's like a, it's like an underground water thing. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, obviously waves do come, but like towards the shore, not like out there. So like they're safer in the ocean, you know what I mean?
And especially because of the timing that the cruise ships were trying to do, where they were trying to like beat it, like where they would be out past where it was doing its like sucking of like.
And then it was all this panic and nothing happened.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's fine.
It's okay. Everyone's okay. Especially the cruise lines. They're like, we have a whole bunch of stuff right now. Too many documentaries about cruise ships right now. So they're like, let's just play it on the safe side.
Yeah. It's so funny how I saw something there. Everyone's so upset, like, that they, you know, put all these, like, alarms out last minute. And, like, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, whatever. And now they're upset that it didn't happen. And it was,
I know.
And you're like,
why? Please, everybody. Okay. So you wanted to get hit by a tsunami.
You wanted your house to be washed away? Yeah. Okay. I mean, luckily, knock on wood, we don't have any tsunamis
on the East Coast
ever, I don't think.
I don't think that's a not predominantly. I don't think it's an East Coast thing.
Yeah. I think it's just like the tectonic plates and like cracks are more over there than they
volcano, the Ring of Fire or whatever's in the Pacific Ocean. So I feel like that's the shifting that's taking place over there compared to just our hurricanes and all the other stuff over here.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. By the way, I just don't like my hair today. Jackie says it looks fine,
no, I think it looks really pretty. I think this is super cute.
I mean, you should be proud of me. Think recently. So I used to only be a side part girl. You know, millennials, we just love the side part. But unless I have my hair straight, because I think that a middle part with straight hair is just like, it's not the look for me.
It's a different look. Yeah, it's different.
But if I do my hair in a pony or I have it curled like this, I've been doing a middle part instead of a side part.
Yeah, no, and it's cute. Especially when you can do, like you have your bangs right now where it's a sweep like that. I think it just looks so pretty on the center part.
That's what I don't like. I don't like when a sweep is so, it looks like I have like 1700 hair like right here. Like, you know, it's like, why is it cut right here? I think it needs to be cut lower. I don't know. I'm just not a fan of where this sweep is happening. I think that's my concern. Jackie says it looks good, but I'm just feeling like it's not looking good.
No, I think it looks really pretty. And I hope people are tuning in to the video so they can see how pretty your hair looks and they can comment on it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I wish we could just talk for hours and hours because I honestly think that we could. Our listeners are probably maybe done listening to us ramble on. But just so you guys know, life is getting back to normal for Heather and I. Our kids are about to get back to school. So we're hoping that we can get back into our normal routine with dropping episodes for you guys. And as always, please go check us out on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. And we're on social media with TikTok and Instagram. So be sure to like our stuff. We appreciate it.
Also, you're going to hear some ads, guys.
Yes. We didn't pick these, okay?
We got the opportunity to be able to include ads to be paid for. Obviously, we do this for free. The hope is that eventually, you know, you can pay for your just like normal monthly cost of having a podcast. Yep. So we did end up adding some ads. Now, we can't control fully what they are. We can kind of add topics here and there. If for some reason you hear like an inappropriate one or something like that, please let us know.
Yes.
Like, please, really.
Yeah.
We have all of those turned off, those settings right now, so none of that happens. And so far, when Jackie and I have listened, we have like Mattress Firm, Grainger for some reason, AutoZone, you know what I mean? So it's fine.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's just like you can skip through them if you want, but it just helps us you know, pay for like the little monthly costs. So
yeah,
we appreciate you like listening, you know.
Yes. And thank you so much for sure. Yeah.
So those are included now. So don't be alarmed.
Don't be startled. Like your Spotify didn't just switch podcasts on you.
Anyways, thank you for listening and we'll see you next week.
Bye.